Let me just go through the words of Shulchan Aruch again. Mesalkin tis, you can take the boards off you can take the boards off and on the shutters, you can take them on and off. Of the chanuyos, of the shops, machzirinois, some beyamtiv, you can return them as well. Why can you do so? The boards on and off. There would have been the element of soisa, but the answer is kedeshoitzi tavlin, because the spices which are in there, shutzoichlem, which you need, you can take them. You won't avoid and lose out from simchasyomte because of that. So again, Abba Yisrael, the point is, these shutters, these boards, these tisim, you can take them on and off to enable people to get their spices and thereby having the Simchas Yom Tov. Okay. Yes, we are correct. Simchas Yom Tov is, yeah, that's right. Ochel Nefesh related. Now, this is not so posh because there are various types of trisim, of shutters, which are permitted, some are not permitted. It's not a generic heter. Because Shulchan Aruch says, second line, b'med dvarim amurim, k'sheish lehem tzir be'emtza. Now, tzir over here in this context, what it means is that it's connected to the ground. Tzir be'emtza means that it's like there is a tzir, there is a tzir be'emtza is fine. Havleish lehem tzir min atzad also. If by opening and closing it, there is a kind of thing which you have to stick onto the ground, that will make it a more firm, more solid construction, and therefore it's going to be more boina, more soisa by taking it away, and therefore it'll be also. So if it's connected to the ground, if this fence is connected through the tzir to the ground, it's going to be also. Gzeira shema yitka, because you're going to end up doing it even, it's gzeira d'abonon, you're going to end up doing a proper boina on Yom Tov. Yeah, so we're distinguishing now if there is a firm attachment to the ground. If your board can be firmly attached to the ground, then it's going to be awesome. If by closing and opening it, you're going to have to attach it and detach it to the ground. If it's more flimsy, kind of, it's just like you stuck it in, you stuck it out, it would be okay. Now, v'she'enem tzir minatzat kolika, afilo b'vayis mutal achsi, if there's no connection whatsoever, it's just literally a board that you put onto, you like lean onto the window, onto the fence, onto the shop, and you literally like that, then it's going to be muta in any instance. Okay, so these are the halachas with regards to the fence, boarding up your shop on Yom Tov. Again, for Simchas Yom Tov, we're allowing, if it's quite a flimsy attachment. Save base is as follows. Kelim shemifutzolim. Here we're talking about kelim, any utensil, shemifutzolim. Mefutzolim means that's something which needs to be assembled. So it's made out of various parts. So what's an example? Could go to menorah. A menorah means a lantern. What parts are there to a lantern? Various parts to be assembled. I suppose the glass around it. Pardon? The base, the stem. Yeah, that's it. All those elements and parts of the lantern. It's made out of various elements. Similarly, kisei, also a chair. Shulchan and a table, Shehem Chatichos, Chatichos made out of various parts and pieces. So now, Mamid in Moisom B'Yom Tov, you can't put them together on Yom Tov. Vehu, and that is, Shelo Yiska, as long as it's not firmly connected. So if you have to like screw it on, screw it in, tighten it, anything like that, it's going to be a problem. If you've got a lantern which is made out of a few parts, you put it on, that's it. Would be fine. But if you have to screw it on, tighten it, or there's like a bolt, or there's anything like that, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
So what's the chiddush here?
I suppose the chiddush is that the same halachas then Yom Tov apply. We're going to see a few more of those cases that the same halachas are. Yeah, I suppose that's... Yeah, we wouldn't have known.
Somewhere that opinion doesn't apply to Yom Tov. I mean, it does. The mindset does.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah points out, if cotton test is a bit of an element of Simchas Yom Tov. I think it's quite interesting, actually. Why is it Simchas Yom Tov in those examples? A lantern is Simchas Yom Tov because otherwise it's going to be, I suppose, dark. So it's Simchas Yom Tov, and the kisei and the shulchan is also Simchas Yom Tov. Suppose if you don't sit properly and you don't have anywhere to put your stuff, it's also Simchas Yom Tov. However, it appears that it's muta even without Simchas Yom Tov, but these examples are a case of Simchas Yom Tov. Okay. Yeah, Siv Gimel tells us follows. Siv Gimel, at the top of the page. Lehatir lehafkir lachto chosomet shebekelim. Now this is the case of the undoing and detaching, disconnecting, and cutting off chosomet seals shebekelim. You have a keli which has a seal attached to it, and you want to detach it. V'shebekaka, or the seal which is attached to the ground, v'leshaber, and to open it, poisos to v'leshaber, to break it open, kedinam b'shabbos, just like the aloch is on Shabbos, kach dinam, similarly also the aloch is on Yom Tov, same aloches will apply. So there, in the Shabbos, we discussed when in what instances you can break a seal open. It's not so posh that you can. The reason why this might be very interesting is what else? Which kind of other things have seals nowadays? Well, food package, what kind of seals do we have nowadays? Yeah, the food seals. Yeah, I suppose the food has to be sealed. I was thinking of something else which the post can bring in this context over here. We're talking about something which is sealed, which you may or may not open. So the poskim do address the question of the envelopes, comparing it to this case over here. Are you allowed to tear an envelope open? So this may be comparable to this halach over here. As it's like on Shabbos, so here too. It's actually a machloikas as to whether you can. Often envelopes anyway, question of tchumim, as we've discussed elsewhere. But the element of breaking a sealed item, to break that open, is there is no particular heter. We're seeing over here, there is no heter that on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov is more lenient. We don't say that, because as Shulchan Aruch says over here, just like on Shabbos, so too over here. Okay. We continue with Siv Dalet. Liktoim Kash. This is about breaking Kash straw, or kisem a toothpick, or teven, or atzib somim. You've got any small item which you want even smaller. So that's a Kash straw, you want it smaller, or a kisev, a toothpick, teven atzib somim. You've got something which atzib somim, which you want to break into smaller particles for your own personal needs. Dinam b'yom tov, kedinam b'shabbos, like on Yom Tov, so too on Shabbos. The halachas are the same than on Shabbos. Yeah, at times they sometimes attain. For instance, as Mishabu points out, that there is instance that it's muta. In principle, yes, he's teaching us there's an issa. Sometimes the Yotzim Nekla, which is Mutter. For instance, with the... It's not categorically also. So he's just telling, it's really, what the Shulchan Aruch really is telling you over here is more Ma'al Mokum. If you want to know about this halacha, go there, learn it thoroughly. That's what Shulchan Aruch is telling over here. That's right, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's categorically also. Shulchan Aruch very often at the end of the Sif will bring in loads of halachas, sometimes with just a Ma'al Mokum. Go there to learn it thoroughly, check over there, and you'll know more. What does he say?
Taz says that even the
sakin
is
mutter.
I don't know.
Okay. Siv A gives us a bit of an idea of the world they lived in. And kmotim sh'oisim anoshim, women who make folds. They are folding their own anoshim bevote is what he's saying, with their sleeves. Or on their thighs. Also, What is referring to Mishabu expensive cotton yud gimel? What is he saying? What in to also as is kmotin banak shabet tzavo? This is shikorin kolna, which is the collar. Yeah, it sounds it's quite similar, right? To make these folds, these semi permanent folds, so that shikorin beitzim am yochnim lekaachte is like wooden elements which you'd put into those folds. So whether it's the sleeves, whether it's in the thighs or whether it's on the collars, to put something in there to make it look, you know, wasn't fashion. You know, we're laughing at it, but I don't think that our fashion is much better than that. You know, it's just that of waiting a few generations. So they used to put some piece of wood in there to make it look like the way it was meant to look. Also, last service and beyond Mishum Tikkimon, that you're not allowed to do because it's Tikkimon. So the equivalent of that would be if you've got a... you want to put something into your clothes for it to look like a collar or a collar or any other something you want to put in your sleeves or in any part of your clothing to make it semi-permanently look the way you want it to look. That will be also a tikkun mona. There's certain element of chiddush over here. What's the chiddush aspect of that? Absolutely, absolutely. How long is that going to last? How long is that going to last? And it's meant, as you said, it's meant to be there short term. Like we've spoken about the Deles, like we've spoken about so many things, which are mutter because it's going to be there for a bit and they're going to take it out. Why is this different? Why is this different? Why is this different? Why is this different? You're saying because it's not attached, so that makes it worse because it's not attached? Yeah. I hear you're saying that it's not attached to anything, so therefore it would appear that it's more of a... More of a boring aspect, because that's the way it's meant to be. Good. Yeah, sounds right. Makes sense. Yeah, any other thoughts now? Yeah, I think it's quite interesting. I was thinking of any equivalents nowadays.
I mean, I would say a lining of a coat is not equivalent, because they literally zip it in. Or...
Probably, yeah. That's good question. What about the lining? What about those coats and linings?
I thought, as I started to say, that's awesome, to be honest. I thought that's definitely more time, because what are you doing? All you're doing is zipping it on.
Yeah. It does sound a bit, but the mice, it's going to be mutter. I'm sure that these kmotim which were put in there, it appears that there's more of a tikkun mona aspect in what you're referring to. Interesting. I don't know if we have anything nowadays like that. What is it?
It's different the colours.
Oh, really?
It's the fancy shirts.
Fancy shirts. I wouldn't know.
I'll buy you for your birthday.
I don't know. I have a swell which I want to suggest, and that's a general observation which I think that our clothes nowadays, I can't talk about everybody, but I mean generally the clothes that we buy nowadays is much cheaper and less permanent. You know, people would have, you know, you see that here. Actually, the place where I got this yesod from was actually from Hilchas Shechionu, Birkas Shechionu. We found out there you can make Shechionu on important clothing, yeah? I think nowadays, if you buy, I don't know how much you spend on your suits, I know how much I spend on my suits, you can't make Shechionu on that. It's just lacking any importance. If you'd buy, like you know, in those days, you'd buy it, it would last, and it would be proper, and it's something that people, you know... I'm not even talking about Shmuel. About Shmuel, it says that he had the same overcoat. It said he had the same coat from when he was na'ar until he was buried. He had the same. So I'm not. It must be superior quality, but grew with him. The mother says. I'm not talking about that. I'm just thinking. Even like people would be machshiv clothing much more nowadays. Everything is disposable, and clothing is also. You know, it's not expensive. It's not proper. It's not. It doesn't have the same value. It doesn't last as much. So because Shechionu, I don't know if we spoke about it when we learned Shechionu. I think we probably did. I checked when it's the then gates of the Rav. Based on what I'm seeing in the poskim, it would appear that you can't make Shechionu in clothing nowadays. He said, of course not.
Oh, you can't.
He said, of course not.
I thought
he said, of course you can't. He said, it's like it's not comparable to the other examples there. He said, but I know there's many poskim who differ, and I saw that in Vzoy Sabocha. Many poskim do say you can still make, but he said that you certainly can't compare to the to the source. It's different. People, it would have much more value than nowadays. Therefore, I'm suggesting that if we're talking about some kamotim and some things, which I don't know the details of what it was, I don't know the fashion style of the times of Tanoim, it would be quite interesting to know what they, but I would assume that what they were wearing was something more permanent, more permanent, perhaps. So therefore, that's why there's an aspect of Tikkun Mona. Therefore, our colors that you're referring to, which I don't know what they are, it's probably going to be fine for sure. Probably. But without knowing the details of this case of it, it's hard to argue with certainty. But probably, I would guess that it's on a different league altogether. We're going to do Simin Tov Kuf Chof and end off with that. Lechabed the base with regards to sweeping the house. Kidino be Shabbos, Kachdino be Yom Tov. Like on Shabbos, the Aloch is identical also with regards to Yom Tov and Legal Tzimshin. That's a good example of the beginning over here as well. It doesn't mean that it's categorically forbidden. But over there, we differentiate between various types of floors. Sweeping the floor, if it's earthen floor, it's a problem. If it's a stone floor, then it's going to be permitted. So it just means that you've got to check out over there, learn what's there, and the differences are going to be relevant here too. To summarize what we learned this evening, gentlemen, we learned these shutters of the chanuyos. You may put them on and off on a general principle, because if you want to get your spices, what's going to be the challenge without your spices? So you're allowed to get hold of this. However, if it's very permanently stuck into the ground, it's going to be a problem because of boine. Similarly, but if it's very vaguely attached, then it's going to be fine. We spoke about the kelim, which are the utensils which are to be assembled, such as a lantern, such as a chair, such as a table. Those you are allowed to put them together on Yom Tov, as long as you're not screwing them on. We spoke about the Chosom Shabbat Kelim, which checking the Shabbos for another lochas. The toothpicks and the straw that as well check out in the Shabbos. With regards to the women's folds of the sleeves and collars, etc., they're also, that's considered Tikkun Mona. Finally, we learned sweeping on Yom Tov is a problem as well. Tlak on Hilchah Shabbos. I wish you a very good evening.